Wellington. As the cost of the outdoor pavilion proposed for Wellington Place continues to increase, County Council has voted to revisit the project's proposed design in favor of something more budget-friendly. Past 8 to 6 after an intense discussion during County Council Thursday morning, County Coun. Greg Davidson brought forward the motion to remove $600,000 from the pavilion's budget after the project's price tag increased to $1.3 million from $750,000 in 2021, and staff warned the project could become more expensive when put out to tender. While this decision won't affect the 2024 tax increase, it has the potential to reduce the county's levy requirement annually by $60,000 over the next 10 years. "We need to put the brakes on this runaway train," said Davidson, calling the project's proposed design budget unacceptable. "My point is, the pavilion is supposed to be a meaningful area for engagement and education. I think we can educate ourselves quite well for $750,000. However, the decision was far from unanimous, with several councillors arguing over whether the pavilion's potential price is less important than building something great the public wants to use. According to a staff report, the demand has grown for rentable outdoor sheltered spaces throughout the county, and the pavilion is intended to serve as an extension of activities in a space that is necessary, while furthering Wellington Place as a destination for visitors and residents. Staff also cautioned postponing the project to a future year could increase the cost significantly. "It's curious to me we've chosen this project to be our scapegoat," said Coun. Doug Breen, who opposed the motion. "To me, the costs actually make sense for what's being presented, and I'm very concerned we're using this as our sacrificial lamb. You can say the price is of no consequence, but the price is actually of big consequence," said County Coun. Campbell Cork, in support of the motion. "We said exactly what we think we can afford, and I think we either need to be able to work within what we can afford or, we need to move on." Other councillors questioned why the discussion was taking place while two of the project's biggest defenders and members of the Information, Heritage and Libraries Committee, County Coun. Diane Ballantyne and Coun. Mary Lloyd, were absent from the meeting. In the case of a tie, the motion wouldn't have passed. Unable to attend the meeting because of a prior family commitment, Ballantyne in an interview called the decision truly unfortunate, and said she was deeply disappointed when she heard the news, especially after it was unanimously supported at the Administration, Finance and Human Resources Committee meeting the previous week. "This project would have enriched the county by offering a beautiful, covered gathering space for families, trail enthusiasts and various community groups on our unique Wellington Place campus," said Ballantyne, in an emailed statement. "While I am confident staff will do their level best to provide a concept within the 2021 numbers, I think we all know costs are increasing across the board, which is what makes providing high-quality, universally accessible public spaces for our residents so important." Final vote. Yes. No. Coun. David Anderson. Coun. Doug Breen. Coun. Earl Campbell. Coun. Matthew Bulmer. Coun. Campbell Cork. Coun. Jeff Duncan. Coun. Greg Davidson. Coun. James Seeley. Coun. Michael Dane. Coun. Sean Waters. Warden Andy Lennox. Coun. Chris White. Coun. Steve O'Neill. Coun. Dave Turton. Future options for the pavilion will be discussed at the next Information, Heritage and Libraries Committee meeting in February. Isabel Buckmaster is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.